getting out of an Encino. Oops.
I'm just getting out of Encino. Headed toward Willard and Mountain Air. And then on to the crash site. Oh, I'm hauling. This is... I don't often go out to the crash site anymore. It's been a while. I don't think it's been more than maybe 6 or 8 months since Lisa and I went past there, and the landscape had changed quite a bit. A bunch of people, I guess, had bought up lots or had finally decided to set up on their lots, and the road that I often took to get to the crash site was blocked off. So anyway, I'm taking the boat back to where I originally set it. It's seen adventures with me. I hope to, we got this huge nacelle here, but I can't really run off the road for it. Okay. I haven't been down this road since the last time I worked at Sandia Labs. A while back, I do a calculation, but it's been a while. I've been working where I work now for not quite a year. And then I worked out at Pantex for 6 months, so it's been probably... And, you know, there was an intervening time there. 3, maybe 4 months. So, that's how long the boat's been gone from the craft site. Reunion! Always do reunion. Name it got before I ever got a hold of it. Out of Los Alamos, sailboat. It had been down, I got it from Troop of Consequences, down by Elephant Butte Lake. That's probably what it got. The guy was wanting to get rid of it. He was wanting to sell it off so he could do something else. And it's okay. Old McGregor, 24, maybe 25. I don't know. It's licensed as a less than 25 foot boat. After that, the rates go up. So on the taxes and the registration for its existence. Well, anyway. Something, I don't know who and I don't know what, took away the bumper on the front of the boat between it and the trailer. And, I just noticed that it didn't have this, and that it had ground a hole in the keel of the boat. So there's that. And you go, will she ever sail again? You go, not without some serious patchwork and getting another good bumper for this trailer, which I don't think is a thing. I guess you can find one, but you'd have to almost find the right trailer for it. Anyway, so there's that. I guess it kind of seals its doom. So here I am driving. God, how fast am I going? 50 miles an hour? I'm trying to protect my vehicle, for which hauling this boat is probably right at the very edge of its towing capacity. They said on a good day it can tow 3,000 pounds. This boat is supposed to be just, I think 2,200, but they said, but that's just the boat. That's not anything else that's in it. Not that I've got much in it at all. And, the road I'm on, Highway 60, which takes me all the way to my dirt road that goes to the crash site. It's been recipient of some pretty good work, but I think it's mostly due to the fact that people are they're still putting up windmills out here. And that's an interesting thing, I guess. I don't know. Lots of traffic on the road, but to be honest, I would usually come up on a Sunday evening, stay a night at the crash site, and then drive into either Socorro when I had that job, or into Kirtland Air Force Base when I had that job. Past a ton of blades. Because I think this is what this road, to a large extent, is maintained to do. It's a service road for all these whirligigs, all these wind turbines. I don't know what I think of wind turbines. Whatever. I think it certainly makes the old ranchers and the old ranching families who owned all this property, I think it makes them quite a bit of money in leasing. And the great part is you don't have to do a thing. You don't have to do anything. In fact, I don't think the wind generator guys want you to have cows. I think they even pay you not to. And so these old landowners out here, these big old stretches of what used to be ranch land, don't ranch anymore, because what is the point? It's not a very shifty business. It's a business where you can make a lot of money in a good year, and that you don't make a lot of money on an off year. And the question is how many good years and off years you might have, I guess. The great thing about this thing is it's like a land annuity. You get a guaranteed amount of money every year for their use of your land. And, you know, to be honest, I remember looking, I forget which website I was on, but I was looking at who owned land out west of Tucumcari, and by and large, it was owned by this outfit named Parrish Energy. And I always thought that these guys would have bought up all that land, hoping to hit oil or natural gas, of which both places, this whole territory has oil and natural gas under it. But maybe they bought it with the whole intent that they could maybe someday, if it became economical enough, or if it became a good enough a good enough profit margin that maybe this Parish Energy was actually a wind generating outfit. Well, I know a whole lot of these places are a little bit of both. You know, we're going to buy this up for pennies on the dollar, millions of acres, and then we'll just keep an eye on, we'll just keep an eye on everything. Maybe they'll lease out that land to some rancher, but chances are they won't, because most of these ranchers want a long-term lease that they can lock in. Like right here, there's some cows, and they're cows pretty near a wind turbine, so this guy's running his cattle and leasing this land out. Oh, we're going down into Estancia Valley. And on further down on this road is a mountain there, right at the very end of these Manzano Mountains. Trying to remember what Manzano stands for. I think it's just as goofy as Sandia Mountains. Sandia is watermelon. And the Manzano Mountains are probably, you know, named after bananas or something silly like that. Anyway. But that's where we're kind of headed down. So I'm up at a high point here. But we're going down into the Estancia Valley, and you can kind of see it way off in the distance, just right between here and those Manzano Mountains. The craft site's just on the far side of that Manzano Mountains, about 30 minutes. So if you wanted to go camping and hiking, the Manzano Mountains are there, relatively undeveloped. There's some campsites, but at the end of the day, this is a really smooth road, too, compared to most. Oh. And I like this. I like these roads where there aren't very many people on them. I'm a fan of that when I can get it. But when they put that interstate in, that pretty much took out all the side roads, what there were. It's not like Texas. Texas is crisscrossed with roads going here, there, and everywhere. It's called civilization. This is much less civilized. And, you know, in Texas, every square mile is a township, and most of those townships had an actual going concern on them. And I'm just not that type. I tell you, you know, I talk about this boat, Reunion, my sailboat, that'll never see the water as long as it's in my possession. And I'm not really interested in getting rid of it particularly. I just want to put it somewhere where it's kind of out of the way, but still serves a purpose, a place I can go to occasionally to kind of get away from, anything. Anyway, so I tried to set up a situation outside of Amarillo, not too far from Pantex, which is where I was working at the time, as a contractor. And I stumbled on to this quarter acre by the lake outside of Fritch. Biggest problem with it was that it had an HOA. I thought that in getting one where it was okay to put an RV, that was basically it. Just a place to set an RV when you were intending to stay at the lake a little bit, and then you drive off of it, and nobody would give you any hassles about it. Well, I was wrong. Boy. I bought this from a young fellow named Ian. He was kind of trying to get into the buying up of tax lien properties. That's how it goes in Texas, I guess. And reselling it. So I got one that I had bought, and he got some money off of it. I think I bought it for $3,000, and he sold it, and I sold it back to him for $800 or so. You go, never, you got ripped off. You go, my intent was to not get ripped off. My intent was to have a steady place to stay that would work for me long term. And that deal fell through. I started having some issues. My heart was starting to hurt a little bit, and I am not a fighter. You know? Everybody respects a fighter, right? Well, I'm not one of them. And I don't know what people thought of me or thought of my respect or stuff like that, but it was like, if we're not going to do this right, I don't want to be involved with it particularly. And so I put in my notice and pretty much blame the whole thing on the fact that, you know, I needed to find a more relaxed situation. And not so far from home. On an interstate. And on let me tell you, the actual road from where I worked up to Fritch was a busy, everybody drove like a maniac on that road, fast as they could go. So I had to too. My poor little Sandy car, the Mitsubishi Mirage, was already starting to get a little gitchy. Just a little gitchy. When I took this job here at Cannon Air Force Base, the one I'm currently working with, I still had Sandy and I still used it, but it finally gave up the ghost. But what I got was something that had, at the very least, the capability of moving my boat. I would usually have to rent a moving truck with a hitch on it and hitch up the boat to that moving truck. So this vehicle right here can just barely do what I'm asking for it to do, at least so far. We're going to see how it does out in the out on the back roads of Rio Grande Estates. So I can get to my acre out there. The crash site. Lynch, you know what? I finally, it took quite a while until one of the websites that shows property lines and stuff like that, until that thing actually showed the place where I put the blister and the boat. And let me tell you, it is on the very corner of my acreage. Now, those things can't be trusted to be perfect at all, but So it leaves almost the entire acre open and available for whatever. I always told my kids that if I didn't get around to it, it seems like with Mom and Matt, I would never get around to it. I would never, probably never do anything with it. But the stuff that I did do out there wouldn't be in the way at all. Well, anyway. It is 10:45 on a Saturday morning. And like I said, I'm gonna get to Willard here reasonably shortly. I'm right next to the railroad tracks here. I don't know if Willard was really a railroad town, or if it was something else. Can I be honest? I tell you, I got the truck attached to the boat trailer, and pulled it out into the street before I took off. I did this yesterday. Before I took off, and let me tell you, it looked just goofy. Because the truck is so much smaller. I've got a Nissan Frontier. It has no name right now. Matt calls it silver, I think. Yeah, silver, gray, something. Mostly it's color. It says that I've never got into calling it anything. Nothing's coming to mind. We used to call Sandy Dot 2 because it was the same color and the same basic philosophy as my first really economical car, the Big Red Dot, which drove me back and forth from Tucumcari to Portales for many years. Well, for at least a couple of years. I got the job there at San Jose School as their computer kind of teacher. Bizarre. But I had a teaching certificate, which I haven't kept up with. I let it lapse in 2021. Cost $195, I think, to keep it going. And now that I'm taking my pension, I have absolutely no interest in going to work for a school system again because it'll mess up my pension. Of course, I guess it would mess it up in a good way. But right now, I'm actually living off the pension. And the job I have now, which is the highest paying job I've ever had in my whole life, I think even if inflation adjusted, that's true. All the money that goes out of that job goes into either the expenses of having the job, of which this truck is one of them, and all the repairs and all the tires and all the oil changes. It's about time for this thing to get a tire change here pretty soon. Well, anyway, the next time around I'll probably get better tires for this truck. I think they kind of put car tires on it. That's okay, but I'd rather have truck treads on them because I tend to go places that can cause problems. And I just, you know, with mud and stuff like that, it's just my tendency. And of course here are the salt lakes here. There used to be salt missions here. And there's water down here. all these salt flats, and this is salt territory. I don't know if they used to actually pick up the salt here. I don't think they do anymore. It's mostly been abandoned. And that's what I kind of think of about a lot of things. I bet you there are a lot of things out here. Like, there's still silver, I bet, out here. And I bet there's gold out here. But to be honest, you really don't, I don't know if it's economics or whatever. Most of the salt comes from other places, either where it's easier. Out here, there's no town close to the salt plain for you to be in the salt-making business. Anyway, so yeah, I bet you there's gold and silver. I bet you there's all kinds of stuff out here. But nobody ever went prospecting to try to figure it out. Or they got a little bit out of it. There was some stuff that there's mines in New Mexico. There's plenty of them. Or there were. So now there's typically not. The towns that were kind of tied to mining, Grants, I can think it right offhand, and Magdalena, which was another mining town, along with Ranchi, I suppose. I'm trying to think if there was a railroad. No, there was a railroad kind of off in there. Road, not even a stop. It was just an end, a spur that went off of the railroad that went along the Rio Grande. That kind of stuff. And that spur was only there to pick up a bunch of cattle that were usually driven across to Magdalena. And, you know, that used to be a big thing, and I guess they still do some historical stuff around that, but that was pretty much it. Then it was mining. Right next to the Institute for Mining and Technology, it used to just be the School of Mines for New Mexico, which is where I worked for about a year and a half. I don't think the folks that hired me there were too pleased with me. I think management was okay with me. My actual lead person, he wasn't. He didn't like me at all. He really wanted me to get in closer to, you know, he wanted me to live in Socorro. And I wasn't going to talk Lisa into that. And he wanted me to take a lot more responsibility for the equipment, and I didn't feel very inclined that way. I don't know whatever really happened. I had done a few things. I had done some of my most interesting work there, but when push came to shove, I think he was the guy that really wouldn't let go. And I think at the end of the day, he was pushing to create a circumstance that was kind of hard to sell when it got right down to it. And those guys got a lot more interested in the other location, which I wasn't really having much to do with. This is happy in Tucumcari, so I do whatever I can do around Tucumcari, which is really nothing but retiring. They go, oh, you can do remote work, and you go, oh, I don't want to do remote work. I am just not even vaguely interested, which means at some point I'm probably going to do it. Right now, I'm putting a lot of money away. Various investment vehicles. And real vehicles, too. Now, mostly just working on my other stuff. Not working for anybody else with technology. You know, I've always ran, well, you know, not always. I have often ran my own server. I ran one of the old place in Tucumcari on 4th Street. I had a server set up there. Proper one, too. Had a static IP address. And that was a nice setup there. When I tried to get something like that back, it wasn't going to be available to me anymore. Just kind of sad. Regardless. And that was with DSL. Anyway. And I got the opportunity to, oh my gosh, I didn't know there's a really overgrown for sale sign there here in Willard. I'm just going into Willard right now. But there's another one. But there's really no point. Well, that's got nothing there. That probably wouldn't be too expensive. Anyway, that doesn't matter. I don't need a place in Willard. I've already got a place further on. Up here soon to turn off to a stance. Yeah, I used to take this road. I first started taking this road when I was working for New Mexico State. Torrance County was in my region. Now, I was always taking back roads to the place because I like back roads. And I tell you, as I thought about it recently, the job I have now probably bears the biggest resemblance to the job I had for New Mexico State, for the fact that my supervisor, there can be weeks when I don't hear from my actual manager, my actual supervisor. I do talk to my team more often than that. I'm talking to them most days. Or at least being available to them most days. But yeah, it tends to be kind of that kind of job. They say they're going to come visit me, and I guess that's fine. I don't care. It makes me think of one of my saddest days in a job. I did that job for 8.5 years. Longest I'd ever done any job in my whole life. I always tell Lisa, don't worry. I'm not married to my work. I've been married to you for far more than I've ever been married to one of my jobs. I've got more invested in you time-wise than I ever had invested with anything else. And I think that makes her feel good. But yeah, when I went to leave New Mexico State, they've been working on this road. Look at this new fresh blacktop. I don't get it, because let me tell you, this is a road that goes from nowhere to another chunk of nowhere. Nothing in between. Anyway, I had built up this server, it was a wiki. I'd kind of gotten into wikis on my home server too, and I had rigged this one at work. And it was there to document everything that I did on all the computers, you know, all the information about how they were set up and how they were rigged and everything that needed to be known about them. And I had given access to it to my other people down south. Because, you know, if I would have had an office, it was in Las Cruces. Anyway, so I had this old server that I had gotten out of property down in Las Cruces. It had some pretty good size hard drives on it. And I installed, I forget which version of Linux it had, or not version, but even which distribution of Linux it had on it. I won't even venture a guess. Back then at home, I was just changing from Red Hat, and I don't mean Red Hat Enterprise Linux, I mean Red Hat version. I started out at version 5.1, updated to 5.2, which was current around the year 2000. And I think I got all the way up to, I think I got into 7. Then there was, I don't remember if there was 8. There's definitely a 9.0. And I think that was the last one before they started to do Enterprise Linux, which was serious. You know, they were selling to the government, stuff like that. Anyway, and round about 7 era, I decided to start playing with Debian because I kind of liked the idea of how not commercial it was. But that also meant that I had some experience with, I experienced with Debian and with Red Hat and with Ubuntu, and when you have all that stuff, that pretty much covers the whole gamut. Anyway, so I had all this stuff set up. I don't remember what I had installed on this big old server, and it was really a real live server, probably the only real life. Oh, that's not true, but it was one of the times where I actually set up a server as a server. And actually had a server, as opposed to just using desktops for servers. And that thing ran and ran and ran, did a pretty good job. And like I said, I kept all my stuff on it, on a wiki. And when I got done with it, and I said, well, I said, what do you guys want to do with that thing? If I can just leave it here running, you guys can still access and get all the information that you need. And they pretty much just kind of said, you know what, just unplug it, put it in the back of the car, and one of these days when we get some time, we're going to drive up there and retrieve that car or have it sent down or something. And it was like, so that thing that I did was about that much worth. And to be honest, the equipment I work on now, I think it's borderline same way. I think this is kind of a little contract they got going, and they're going to keep this contract up. It'll probably be kept up until I leave. I've got less than 4 years left before Lisa said you can stop work at 62. And it's like, I'm telling you, it's probably going to be a grudge match to get through to 62. But there it is. Oh, okay, I'm going to downshift here. We're getting up high again. Mountain air's up high. It's, I can't say that it's in a pass, but it kind of is. The road goes through the very end of a mountain range, but it goes through a pass. They had decided to do this railroad through this place, and of course the road came with it. This is the old Blinn cutoff that goes between Blinn and Clovis. Clovis being the major division point there. So I've been driving along a piece of railroad that has great meaning for Clovis world. Although, to be honest, my family were ranchers. I don't even know if they even tried to be farmers once upon a time. I don't think they really did. My great grandfather was a rancher. I lived right down the road from the house that he. No, that's not true. I lived on that ranch that he built up, and my mom sold it, and that was good. Nobody had any kind of worry about that. Boy, you can see Mountain Air just great now. Mountain Air is a pretty good sizable town. It's got two water towers, which is pretty impressive, I think. Of course, I think Tucumcari would have water towers if it didn't already have enough contour that you didn't need water towers. Anyway, old railroad town. So Mountain Air, as far as I know, wasn't a Spanish town. It was definitely a railroad town, like Clovis, like Tucumcari, like all those. Anyway, so yeah, getting back to that server, it was really kind of a sad day when it's like, I would call that work putting that thing together, and that was all it was ultimately worth at the end of the day. Was that it wasn't needed, it was unwanted. And it's like, well, okay, fine. Be that way about it. I felt pretty good about how to put that thing together and having it work and keeping all my vital information on it. Boy, those guys worked this road. This is a smooth road. Last time I was here, they were still working on bridges on the far side of Mountain Air. Now they're this side of Mountain Air. I don't know how much further they're going to go. It seems like they only went as far as the Estancia cutoff. And so there's that. Stancy is kind of the example of an old, I think it might have been an old Spanish town, because there's no railroad through it. Anyway, got to make sure I'm not driving too fast. These places have nothing else going. Boy, they've got a ton of RVs here. And that means there's a construction project. So I'm guessing there's probably some wind turbines going up. Because that's usually what these things are for. Some turbine kind of situation here. Oh, I hope my transmission makes it through all this whole thing. The old RV park outside town that I'm trying to remember under what circumstances I chose to use it. I think I was working at the Estancia extension office. And there wasn't any place to stay in Estancia, so the logical place would have been to set up, you know, to get a place to stay at Morieri and sleep the night there. But I kind of got into doing state parks. A lot of the offices had state parks within a reasonable distance of them. So I kind of got into doing that. Supposed to be 30, not 20. Bernardo, 38 miles, and I am just on the near side of Bernardo. Oh, there's some kind of fair going on, and these people are just wanting to look at it. Okay. This is your town. This is your life, man. Not me. Boy, he is going as slow as a person can go. And not be stopped dead. Here's a Mustang diner. A thing barely operated during the thing. I don't think it's a going concern anymore. There's the old 7-Eleven. That's not a 7-Eleven anymore. They just call it DK. So there you go. No more 7-Eleven here in Mountain Air. And here's the old Conservation Corps stuff for the Forest Service. Attached to the Manzano Mountains and surrounding area, there's several things here. Well, anyway, oh, the road's still beautiful. And we're just went through the last piece of civilization. I would often get gas in at the Mountain Air 7-Eleven because it often had the cheapest gas prices in this part, in this territory, which is hilarious. Anyway, so. And there's a place out here that's still for sale. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of acres it is. But it's always had a sign up that said it was for sale. And there's a pretty nice house up here. Well, I don't think it's for sale. Peace of Heaven, it's called. I think I looked one time and it was 75 acres, but they wanted like $1 million for it. It's like, no. And when Lisa settled, it takes a lot to get her to think. She said that if somebody called up and said it was time to move to Zion or to Missouri or something like that, she would go, but, you know. Yeah, well, I tell you, I've been up and down this road many, many times, many times. At least once a week, every week. Although I gotta say that probably with the Sandia thing, I would actually get up really early in Tucumcari and I'd just drive on into Albuquerque and I wouldn't take this back road, which I enjoy so much better. Because I'm not a big fan of interstates at all. Sadly, in New Mexico, you sometimes don't have a choice. You got to take the interstate to get anywhere. Anyway, so, I don't know. We'll probably keep this recording going until I actually get to the craft site. How come these guys are going so dang slow? The true Pauler. I guess I'm not in a big rush. It's 11:21 on a day that started out before 7 to get down here. So I'm not horribly off. My intention is not to leave the boat here in perpetuity. Train going by. Remember one time I had a little extra time, right? I just decided to take a sick day and I would do fun stuff on my sick days. That was where I kind of sniffed out, what do you call it? I kind of sniffed out Riley, New Mexico. The original name was Santa Teresa. There's a church still there, and I think they still have a yearly kind of festival for all the old-timers before this place was just completely abandoned. I think most of it got washed away. It's right by Rio. I think the name is Rio Salina. And then I think a whole lot of the people that are out here, they're kind of living in a cheap kind of retirement sort of situation. So actually quite a few, these are kind of like just old mountain home kind of circumstances. I don't remember if I brought Lisa this way. I don't think Lisa never liked taking this road, so I don't know if she ever saw any of it. But it didn't seem to really interest her at all, so it was kind of dropped. I know it exists here, and it isn't too far from where my crash site is. Actually, it is. This is still a good half an hour away. This is where you go to go camping. There's actually some nice mountainous areas that I'm looking straight at. I'm looking almost straight west. And there's some mountains, but they're desert mountains. You know, the Manzano Mountain is forested, I'm surrounded by these, I guess they're kind of juniperish, pinyon type of trees, pretty big, but mostly just really overgrown bushes. Oh, this is where these guys are all headed. Oh, they're getting out here. Interesting. Mostly just a gravel pit. These guys are working this gravel situation. Okay. And that's all this thing is. All right. Well, that's good. They're going kind of slow. With no reason to do so. In a van that definitely, could do whatever speed you wanted to go at. Kind of funny that it doesn't. Anyway, so this is Abel. Oh, up here is the Salinas National Monument. And boy, there are some old stone houses here. Oh. Be nice to my trailer. I'm not paying good attention. Salinas Pueblo Mission, Abo Ruins. These guys had done a mission up here to try to convert the Abo Indians. I don't know if that really kind of happened very well. I think the actual Indians just kind of moved off, and so the point of the mission kind of disappeared. And it's interesting because there's still kind of a creek that runs through it. It's got a waterfall. It's actually quite nice. But, yeah, it's just a place where they had They chose to move on. I don't think anybody's really sure exactly why. I think most people said that these were guys that, these were Indians that kind of got themselves into, I don't know, the salt train a bit. Salt's really useful, you know. It's good for preserving things, preserving game and such. Oh, the roads are getting a little crappier now. Looks like they only fixed up bits and pieces out this way. So I think they were only really worried about making sure that the pavement was redone for a couple of things. But there was some big high power lines that came through here, and they were working that, and there was a big work area. There was all kinds of activity. Anyway, so, but it looks like that's as far as it went. This is the same road that I'm accustomed to taking now. It hasn't been repaved lately. Not that it's in that bad of shape at all. It doesn't get a lot of travel, honestly. A bit, but not much. So for guys like me, who are off the beaten path a little bit, still paved, though. That's a good thing. Don't know when the day's going to come when it's not going to be paved anymore. So I haven't been on this road probably for a few years. And to be honest, once I park out here, I don't know, Lisa's getting awfully nice about let me go off and do things. She often doesn't want to have anything to do with it herself. So, I guess maybe I'll get Matt to come out here with me and we can do something out here. He's kind of wanted to go backpacking again like we used to. This is the Squirrel County line. Holy moly. Not much here. And the past job got a lot worse. Anyway. Ricardo's 25 miles away now. I thought I was further on, but I'm not. Oh. Anyway. There it is, the Red Canyon Campground, 60 miles down this road. It's kind of a tricky road, but it gets you back up into the beauties. I've gone down that up that road, goes up pretty far, and it gets up into the mountains. Really nice pine trees, stuff like that, beautiful. And from there you just keep going, and then you drop down back into mountain air. But it's beautiful all up in that territory. And then out here, they've been doing mining. They've got a big old, huge, monstrous mining operation out here. I don't know if it's just to get the materials to resurface this road or not, but there's a pretty big gravel pit. Got some machinery out there. I don't know if they're doing much there anymore. Honestly. And we're going over the railroad tracks. You can see the Berlin cutoff beneath me. You tell that there were some things happening here. In the past, on occasion, something's happening. Oh, here comes these really big electrical lines. I don't know where they're headed. Maybe to Corona. I don't know if they have some kind of generating station that I just don't know about. But there's some big high tension wires coming up here. And this was basically They were using, I don't know if they actually built it while I was here doing all my travels through this territory, but they're here. I can imagine they did. Wow. I kind of felt bad for this fella. He had, there's a pretty nice kind of hacienda-ish outfit out down here. Really kind of nice, but they put in this big power generation and craft center along with all these really tall power line down here, which probably just screwed up the whole idea. Oh, and this place is just locked up. It's a big old, now it's just a big old pile of nothing for what they were doing here. You keep my eye on the road again. So anyway, yeah. And then there's some big ranching style places not too far from each other. One kind of has a hacienda look to it. Like huge. Huge places out here going toward who knows where. This is starting to look kind of deserty, except for the pinon, juniper-ish bushes, big bushes. And like I said, there's this big, huge hacienda. It looks massive. Two-story monstrosity. Wouldn't have any purpose for being except to be like a bed and breakfast or something. Have to change gears to crawl up this side of the path. And after that, it's just a slide, basically, down to the Rio Grande River. And I'm not too far from the Rio Grande River, but all the good it does me, my place is just as barren as any place else could be. Uh-oh. Come on, baby. This is really going to be the last hard uphill that needs to be navigated. I'm down in third gear. I'm going to go down to second. Just so I don't do any damage to the engine particularly. Okay, we're nearly at the top. Starting to level off. And then we're going to start going down this other side. All right. Not much more to talk about. I can see the train on the far side. The path is just another canyon over. And the train's off to Berlin to join up with whatever else it needs to join up with. In fact, there's a train coming and going. Wow. Okay. I think I need to keep the transmission engaged just to keep from going too fast as I'm going down this little bit. Here to the flatland, this is where the crash site is. I can probably see the crash site now. If it wasn't kind of in a little depression where it can't be seen. And anyway, lots of this, that, and the other. Oh my. And here's a couple of these big old monstrous tower thingies that they've just got kind of parked on an intersection of this road 60 and 47, it goes straight to Berlin from here. It pretty much follows the railroad. Anyway, they had repaved this thing I think that they repaved it during my interlude between Socorro and Sandia when I was playing a chief information officer on TV for Mesalands Community College. I don't think much of my doing it or giving it the effort. I don't think anybody else really appreciated it particularly anyway. Anyway, most of the people who I had anything to do with are gone from there now. Or if they're not, I don't know, they just, they were all good people. We were just going in different directions. Anyway, I'm not gonna get onto that. There's plenty of that. If you go back in the recordings, I'm sure you'll hear something. Although usually I would only do it when I was traveling, and during my time at Mesalands, I wasn't traveling. You know, it was just right down the road from me, like about four, five, or six, seven, eight blocks away. I still got the bike that I bought for this particular situation. And besides Sam using it a little bit when he was staying in Tucumcari, getting his bearings before he ran off, more power to him. Anyway, so yeah, there might not be any much recordings from that time, but I'm sure I talked about it. After that, when I started getting when I got my Sandia job and went back to trash site. Anyway. I don't know if you could call what I've done colorful, but you can certainly call it varied. I can say that I rarely took pay decreases. Between Mesalands and Sandia, I took a pay decrease there. But if I would have stayed at Mesalands, I would have gotten a bigger pay decrease. How about that for simplicity? And after that, I never took another pay decrease. Every job I had after that, either it paid me a bit more and then a bit more than that. And I'm feeling pretty good. I'm in a good spot, and like I said, I'm not having to live off my work income. We're mostly living off of the my other stuff. Lisa just wants us to have a lot of money set aside for retirement. But I'm not working anymore. And I can't hardly blame her. So I think she wants to be comfortable. She doesn't want to worry about stuff. Of course, with the times coming, I have absolutely no idea if any amount of money will really make anybody feel any better. And that's why I'm kind of more... I've got my 401k... because I want to catch that match for my employer. And then the rest of it goes into my travel, which isn't very much at all. And a separate savings account, which we let build up, and then we make various investments on it. I just put another maximum input into an IRA that I had with one of my employments. I've got another one that is a 401k that I can't contribute anything more to. So it's slowly getting bigger. And then I've got my current one, which is a 401k, and it grows quite prodigiously and quickly. So, and the big question is always how much money do you want to divert to 401k? How much do you want to have stay in the savings account? My thing now is actually to save up a big chunk of money and give it to LDS philanthropies and to draw an annuity from that, but yet give the church all that money, which is perfectly fine with me. I consider that consecration, and that's something that is it's a law of what I really need to be doing. I don't know if the Lord really wants any of the rest of my stuff. It's mostly junk, and it's not worth a whole lot. And I'm almost to my turnoff here soon. I'm seeing some of the stuff that I would always drive down here, and it would be after dark. Usually in the winter time. And so I'd be driving down here and see kind of the lights all over the place. Look at the various various things. I used to go visit a gentleman called T.K. Wyatt. He lives on the other side of this mountain that's right in front of me. And he made me a member of his tribe. TK's old busker. And with various vices. He wasn't above recreational marijuana use back before it was legal. What else? He was a drinker and smoker and he was a pretty low level guy, yes. And I think he used to carouse his younger days. When I was with him, he was probably in his early 70s. And I've told the story of how it happened. I just go back to the recordings and find the stories. And he made me a thing of his tribe. He actually wanted me to come and live there at his place, which was actually not too bad. Last time I went to his place, I might go to his place today. I'm not really sure. I didn't really give Lisa said I need to go out and have a good time. Of course, most of my good times are vaguely, not dangerous, but the chances of me getting a popped tire or something like that are always excellent. So it really becomes kind of a thing where it's like, oh, you made some expenses out there. So I might go out that way. Just because I don't have to cross a river to get to it. To see if he's still there, maybe take a little bit of recording. But I think I just did audio. This time I could actually take a recording of the place. To tell you one of the reasons why I was never quite sure if he was part of the group that actually bought this property. I think I have absolutely no clue what its state is now, if it's getting paid off or not. There's always new things happen. There's a really nice a nice big bus parked out here, and that usually ends up being where somebody's living. And there's a lot of that going on. And it seems like Maybe a little bit more going on out here. Here's the place where I used to come. I would come every now and then and just buy a couple little things from these guys, although it looks like they're not doing it anymore. That looks pretty, no, the flag's up. That means, I don't know what that means. It's got a Santa Claus flag out, and you go, that might mean they're in business, that might mean that they're not there right now. Not that there was a big business to be had out there, but they had some stuff. And they had some pans, and they would cook you up these breakfast burrito type things. I never had one of the breakfast burritos there. Or did I? I think I did. And I bought a couple of cans of Spam from them. It was marked up, but not horribly so. All right. I think this is my turn. Hopefully, not too muddy. Hopefully, all right. Because now we're getting on the dirt road. Making it to... I got to go around. It's mud. I got to go around this thing. Whoa. I'm not stopping very well. All right. We're going to go... Oh, dang. I don't know about this, man. This is pretty bad. Oops, come on, baby. Come on. Kind of sharp turn there. I always think that the boat's longer than it really is. If the boat's going to jump off of my hitch, it's going to be here. All right. If you've ever listened to some of my recordings on the bumpy dirt roads, this will feel very familiar to you. Hopefully we're not going to have... This thing's been for sale before, and it's still for sale. Wonder how much they're asking for it. But, you know, people who have stuff out here, I don't know if they really want to acquire any more. Oop, I don't remember this diversion being here. For the mud that's here, somebody's been making a little bit of a bigger diversion. These are all actually platted roads. Escobar Road, the platted road. The one I'm going to go on, Galindo. All the time I was here until the very, very end, which was a span of nearly 3 years, somebody had been living there. They're gone now, but they left the stuff out there. There's no point in hauling in stuff. Anyway, so we're going to get on old Galindo Road here, which has got a couple of people. It looks like they've made some improvements. Looks like some fellas living out here, but not here on the one on the corner. This one used to have the most going on, and now the fence is actually down. The whole thing's just nothing. I remember when somebody was actually living there. And then these other ones. This one has certainly come up. There's another trailer here on my left side. Waving at everybody. They don't remember me because I didn't have this rig at the time, but they might go, wait a minute, I think I recall somebody down there had a sailboat. And you go, yeah, that's me. And this is a guy, I don't know, he's been breeding animals for ages, dogs, but he's got his place here. This is the old place. It's been here. He put up the fence posts. He put a trailer here, and there's it. Oh, here's a new one. Somebody bought themselves one out here, too, on the other road. That looks, and he's got his thing all set up. That looks pretty good. Accessible from the road on the other side. These things are all broken up into streets. Alright, I'm gonna go over this. I'm gonna eventually have to get on this side anyway. This is kind of different roads. I don't know which one's the real street. This place, I'm not gonna say it's been developing. Several people have bought, are my tires doing okay? They look okay. Starting to get the impression something had changed. But not yet. We're doing pretty good here. Alright. This is getting down to be a one-lane road. There's been enough people out here building stuff. Oh, here's another. Somebody put up a fence. Brought some pallets out here. Put up a good gate. Oh my gosh. That's pretty nice. There's some people down here. Oh, they've actually brought some more stuff here. Okay, now I'm going to stick with the official road. There used to be a road that kind of went off. The one that I'm not going to use. Because a lot of people... Oh, here's another fellow out here. Another car and a trailer. People living on their trailers. And another one. Boy, there's quite a bit here. Quite a bit going. This is an old established house from before even me. Looks like somebody came through here and tried to grade it a bit. Just a bit. This one was just a couple of ladies, black ladies. Boy, they set up a solar panel. This guy out here has got something going out there. That's why I needed to reestablish myself out here. And then there's a couple out here where they kind of tore up the road and said, no more of that. Oop, and there's a car out in the middle of here. I don't know what to think of that. I've had my property out here since 2000? It's 2021? I can't remember. Quite a long time. Oop, people have been marking their place pretty good. Here's just a car parked here with nothing by it. Looks like they tried to throw up kind of a cover over it, and they gave up. Well, they did put a bit of a fence around it. Okay. I don't know how I feel about this road. That's why everybody used the other road. Oh, this is the road I'm going to take up to Maldonado Street. Oops. Oh, I better just keep in first. And this looks awful. This seems like somebody new. But it's pretty torn up. And then there's one down there that looks a little new. And it's all torn up too. And this one's been fenced for an awfully long time. I think those people, I don't know if they managed to get their fence up or not. Yeah, they did. All right, that's fine. I'm taking this because this is a road. I'm not saying they couldn't block the road, but I'm not going to make these people mad. These guys... Boy, this thing has changed a ton. All kinds of stuff. There's people came out and screamed at me. How dare you? This is my land. Okay, I kind of figured that. Okay, now I'm not sure which one's Maldonado. Pretty soon it's going to start going off that way. And that's Maldonado. Okay, so this is Maldonado. I don't even have to think about it. Good. Come on, baby. Well, looks like they tried something and it fell apart on them. It looks like maybe some of these guys who had blocked off the road had their party. And it's now over. I'm pretty sure I'm on the right road. Okay, and here's the old road. It used to go through here. And then everybody says, don't use it. Don't use it. So I'm in a good spot. Uh-oh, what happened here? Well, this looks a lot different. Well, not so much. Somebody's got their place out here. Okay. Yeah, this is, I forget this fellow's name. Well, he's cleaned up the place a bit. And there's somebody new over here on this other side. All right. And there's my old place. You can see the old fence. Oh, they decided to work with my old thing that I'd put out here. Okay. I'm not sure I'm on my road anymore. I think I just need to go cross country here. I think I got confused. Maybe I will pick up a lot of my stuff. Oh man, there's one nasty looking cactus there. Here we are, at the crash site. Ooh yeah, man. I don't remember where my old road went. Like the cows just tore up my stuff. I need to see. I'm going to keep recording here. Oh. Huh. Well, I got some new neighbors. Wow, not even begin to be level. I need this thing facing north better. So, I think what I will do is, boy, whoever came smashing through here did a number to it, I tell you. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Walnuts, eh? Yeah, the cows sure liked it here. So I think the cows took out after that. This used to be a going thing. And my sand packs. Some of them are still here. Way the heck out. Okay, well, that's fine. Alright, I think we're gonna put the boat over here. Let's make sure. Boy, that thing's looking flat. But they swore my thing was okay. Anyway, alright. I am going to flip right here, I think. It's going to be good. Right there. Let me make sure I feel good about this. I've been busy building that. Hope that all this is... Well, I'm setting up my... How's it look? I guess it says it's north, so that's okay. Alright. Okay. I'll probably take some recordings here, but until then, I am... And this is my street, if the street ever existed. Okay. Alright, we're going to go ahead and stop this. Okay. And that's all we're going to do from here. We made it! And everything's in good shape. Talk to you later. Bye.